Hi!
I'm Gemini.
And I'm Miasma.
And you might know us from episode 45 of How I Vegan Podcast.
Together we are...
The Vegan Queens!
Anyway, fellas got in touch and they said, hey, you two. We said, no, guys, we're not going out on a date with you. Leave us alone. They said, no, we don't want that. We just want a voice message about your vegan highlights of 2023.
That's what they all said.
Miasma, go on, what's yours?
Well, my love, my highlights are all mathematical, statistical, logistical and slightly hysterical.
Oh.
And they are as follows. So, 700,000 people signed up for Veganuary this year.
Wow.
Which I think is amazing.
No, it is.
Which leads into my second highlight, which is by an estimate, by the end of 2023, there'll be 88 million vegans globally, which is about 1.1% of the world's population. So that's pretty good. Could be better.
It's a start.
It's on the up.
Well, my vegan highlights of 2023 are both very base, and they both involve pubs.
Ooh.
I know, isn't it shocking? So, first and foremost, the Queen Inn in Wales. Stunning pub, gone completely vegan. Miasma, I had prawn cocktail.
Mm?
I had steak.
Stop.
With Stilton sauce.
Stop it.
I know. And it were all vegan. It was stunning. And then the barn in Willey, which is the first fully vegan carvery in the UK.
That's amazing.
Two meals that were stunning, completely vegan, and just like stuff I've had years and years ago. They're my vegan highlights.
That's gorgeous. Thanks for asking us, fellas. All the best for your podcast in 2024.
And we hope to see you at VCO in 2024 and all. Because, you know, we're hosting the cabaret stage, don't you?
Plug, plug. By the way, I'm still up for the date. Bye.
So, listener, we've got a festive special. And last year we did something fairly similar where we asked some of our guests from that year to give us their vegan highlight of 2022. And because we're not that creative, we thought we'd do the same thing again and ask this year's guests what their vegan highlights of 2023 have been. And you will have already heard by this point, the Vegan Queens, and also you will have heard new festive release by Viztopia, our good friends Viztopia, and their song Christmas Blues. So mm-hmm. Hopefully you've enjoyed that. And we've also got coming up some of our other guests, and we'll start off with Jamie Logan.
I would say my highlight of the year would definitely be the Coach Fashion Show. It was a chance and an opportunity that I had, which got the conversation started about the leather industry. And the success of it was that it reached millions of people. And that's really the goal with these type of actions. So I hope that that inspires people to do more activism themselves.
Hi, it's Lauren from episode 30, also known as Vegan Yoga Mama. My vegan highlight of 2023 was doing street activism. Going online and talking about veganism is pretty cool, but there's something really amazing about being in front of people with a television, showing them exactly what they're paying for. And I got a chance to do quite a few of the, these events this year, and it was just really, really invigorating. And I can't wait till winter's over so we can get out and take to the streets again, because vegan world ain't gonna make itself. Thanks for including me, Wes and Matt. I hope you guys have a great new year.
Hi, Matt and Wes. It's Michelle from episode 26. My vegan highlight of 2023, kind of hard to choose, but one's been getting to know you both, Wes and Matt, and some of the other great vegan podcasters out there. It's been a real source of inspiration for me. I think vegan podcasters are making a serious commitment to accompanying folks on their vegan journeys, connecting like-minded people, and sharing information. I hope all your listeners, everyone who looks forward to that new episode of How I Vegan showing up in their queue, I hope they'll all take a minute to leave you both, Wes and Matt, a 5-star rating or review on their podcast platform of choice, or maybe just send you a short email saying thanks. Happy New Year.
Hi. The highlight of 2023 for me was being invited to be on so many podcasts to share my vegan guide, What to Eat When You Don't Eat Animals, menus and ideas to inspire people who want to live as if life is precious. And I met so many people from really all over the world, some of who'd been vegan for decades and some who had just altered their lives so that they live as if everything they do has consequences. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hey there, I'm Bridie from episode 46, and I run the company World Vegan Travel. We run vegan group tours around the world. Let me share my standout vegan moment of 2023, which was a trip to the Dordogne in France, southwest France, with 20 awesome people. They were on our French countryside tour. And the Dordogne, in case you don't know, is known for its foie gras, duck and goose products, in inverted commas. So when we were in Sala in the Dordogne, we took over this beautiful villa and the chefs were rock stars there. They whipped up amazing meals with like lemon meringue pie with aquafaba and vegan versions of cassoulet. We had crepes and homemade croissants for breakfast, and every lunch and dinner, our travelers indulged in a fantastic platter of French, which are the best, vegan cheeses, and it was all put on by the staff using products from health food stores, from specialty vegan grocery stores, and just looking up recipes. Admittedly, it was quite a lot of work for the hotel to host us for those 5 nights, but the big lesson, when there's economic incentive, hello, somebody booking out the entire hotel for 5 nights, people, businesses, companies, chefs, are much more motivated to dive into the world of vegan food. It's a win-win for veganism, for our travelers, for businesses, even though they might not see it yet, and of course the animals. Thank you so much.
How are we doing?
Hey, Greg.
You all right?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Yeah.
Awesome. Welcome back.
Nice one. Good to be back.
Yeah, it's been a while since we since we last spoke to you on the pod and in real life. It's been ages since I saw you, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I had a couple of chest infections, so I've been running not very much. So yeah. But I'll be back.
Excellent. I think, was it University of Northampton Park Run?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that sounds about right.
That was a while back, wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah, I've done some bits and bobs, but just on my own or like when I went away with brothers and things.
Sure. Okie dokes. So thanks for joining us. And it's a bit short notice because I only asked you this afternoon. But anyway, I spoke to you, got probably the turn of the year, and you told me you were setting up a vegan belt company. And shortly after that, I ordered one and I've been wearing it regularly since. But and I paid for it. It wasn't a freebie. So that's not an ad. tell us all about the vegan belt, Greg.
Yeah, so I was toying with the idea of setting up a business for a couple of years, and I'd seen my brother do it successfully with his business in Manchester, Herbivorous or Herbivorous, depending on who you ask.
Oh, really?
But yeah, they kind of started out calling it Herbivorous, and I said, well, sure, it's Herbivorous. And, you know, there's different opinions on that anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, I sort of did that quite successfully. And I thought, this is quite cool, you know, doing something, you know, that you're passionate about. And I kind of, you know, I'm not master of my own time, you know, working a normal full-time job. It's like, I wanted to think about ways in the future I could wrestle back control of my own time. So I was thinking of different ideas, and I was contemplating going into food, but I saw how much of their lives they had to give up to do that, because, you know, they're serving everything. And, you know, I've got to hold down the day job as well, at least for the time being. So, yeah, I came up with the idea of, you know, selling something. And I did a bit of research, like, just over a year ago, because like I'm a really early riser, so I was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So before I started work, I'd spend a couple of hours doing a bit of research and learning and things, and I came across what I mean. This is like a classic entrepreneur's thing, but I needed a new belt. There wasn't much choice, and I thought, a light bulb went off, and I thought, well, you know, if I'm struggling here, then perhaps other people are. You know, there were a couple of options, but some of them were just poor quality and some were really expensive. So I researched that and I kind of found that there would be a market. So I designed some black and brown belts for men, just because that's what I knew, you know. Going into ladies' fashion from the off would be a big risk, because what I know about it, you could write in the back of a postage stamp. So, what I know about fashion design, you probably could as well. But I took my time and came up with some designs and got some samples. And then around the turn of the year, I got my first order in, 200 belts. You know what they look like, but they're coming in a nice kind of box, and they're kind of like they're good for gifting, you know. So that was another aspect of it. So because there's a lot of vegan women and other vegans looking for things for friends and partners, especially this time of year. You know, it's like I've got a vegan relative and I've got no idea what to buy them, because it's a minefield. So so I kind of made them kind of nicely giftable as well. And I set myself a target of selling one a day for the first year or so, and just to break even whilst I was learning about the business. But it's gone much better than that, actually. I mean, right now, especially because it's Christmas, I'm probably doing about 4 or 5 a day. And I've just had a consignment of 200 just arrive. So I've kind of proven the concept now, and I'm looking to expand into other lines. So I've just got a series of samples for cork wallets as well, that kind of match the belts.
Nice.
So they kind of complement each other, and you'd be able to buy them together or separate. But I'm really, as a result of this, I've become really passionate about cork. Which sounds really horrifically boring, but it's a pretty amazing.
You really have reached middle age, Greg.
What I don't know about cork, you don't want to know. In fact, you probably don't want to know. But it's pretty amazing material. I mean, obviously, it's cruelty free, vegan, and all the rest of it. But it's carbon negative, so it's just harvested from cork trees that grow in Portugal. They just harvest the bark and it just grows back, and they can do that like 10 or so times in its lifetime. So the tree just carry on growing, and it gives you the gift of this really interesting material, and it can be made in.
They used to use it for filters, didn't they?
Yeah.
Back in the Second World War, they started using it for filters and gaskets and things. Not filters, gaskets, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah.
A gasket.
It's used in a lot of places. I mean, it's good for soundproofing. It's kind of heat resistant. It's water resistant. It's antimicrobial. It's pretty miraculous stuff. So I kind of gone from just having an idea about selling some vegan belts to becoming, centered around cork products, because you can essentially make anything you can make out of leather, making cork. And so, that opens up all sorts of possibilities. I've seen some really nice bags. There's like handbags, even backpacks. Cool. And those items, obviously, they're more difficult to make and they're more expensive. So those are the kind of lines that I'm hoping to build up to.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So it's just a case of reinvesting all the money and expanding the product lines, really.
Yes,
that is exciting though.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good to have something you really believe in as well. That was really important. You know, I didn't want to just have a side hustle where I was just making money for the sake of it. That wasn't the point. Yeah.
No. No, you're actually doing something good, like you say, carbon negative, and it's vegan, and it's good stuff.
Well, hopefully your trousers haven't fallen down in public yet, so that's the acid test, I guess.
I was going to say that. Have your trousers stayed up now?
Only intentionally. No, it's been great, and I'm not saying it just because you know, you're a mate, but it is a really good belt, you know, and it looks good. Fits nicely, and I mean, no one's complimented me on it, but then, you know, I wouldn't expect people to be looking at my groin, so it's perfectly fine. it does the job.
I'll make sure I compliment you next week. All right.
Thank you. I look forward to that. So yeah, all systems go for the belts and the wallets then, Greg.
Yeah. And it's
Where would be the best place for our listeners to go and find your products?
Well, I sell through a couple of places, but my preferred site is Etsy, because they treat sellers better than some other platforms, and they don't take as much money away. And so Etsy's pretty cool. If anyone's interested, they can go to my website, and it's linked out from there. So the website is acc.style. So it's acc.style. And that's the name of the brand as well. So like Acc is quite important, like, name and concept to me as well, personally, because I was brought up a Catholic and I was confirmed. I don't go to church anymore, but I had to choose a confirmation name. And when I was a kid, when I was like 12 years old, I chose Francis because it was a patron saint of animals. So,
and
the environment, actually. So,
wow.
Even back then, I had like an interest in animals and things. So, and my granddad was called Francis as well, and my brother had a son and called him Frank. lots of links in the family and stuff. So it's all got a bit of a personal meaning as well.
Yeah, I love that. I was going to ask you about that.
That's amazing.
Cool. Yeah. Brilliant. But yeah. Anyway, if anyone's interested, then go to acc.style, and it links out to Etsy from there. And I've set up a voucher code, exclusive voucher code for How I Vegan podcast listeners.
No way. Look at this.
Actually, the biggest discount that I've ever given. It will expire at the end of January, because if it gets shared around, I'll just make any profit for ages. but the voucher code for Etsy is How I Vegan.
I love it.
So you can get 20% off there.
Wow. Thanks, Greg. That's amazing. What a gift for our listeners. Yeah. 20% off. So get yourself down there before the end of January 2024 for 20% off. Thank you so much. We will link to that in the show notes.
Excellent.
And hopefully a good number, but not too many of our listeners find their way there. And then come back for some more.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. Yeah, tell your friends.
That's amazing.
But I haven't really got around to cultivating my mailing list yet, but because I'm going to be releasing lots of other products in the future, that's a job for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully some people can stay in touch. Some people really, really do like the stuff, and they've sent me some really nice messages. So
that's good.
I'd like to be able to stay in touch. Yeah.
That's reassuring. That's good. Yes, and you're on CC Style is on Instagram as well, isn't it? And all that. I've seen posts that you've done.
Yeah, if you search it, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, even TikTok, but that's not my thing. I need to.
I'm a viewer rather than a creator on TikTok. It's too difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, no, frankly, you know, my face isn't going to sell anything on there, so.
Same here. This is why we're an audio podcast.
Why do you think we're on here?
Yeah, there's no call for bearded old men on video podcasts. But there we go. That's awesome. Thanks ever so much, Greg. And so our episode today, we're talking about our vegan highlights of the year. And we've had some of our previous guests on to tell us about those. So what's been your vegan highlight of 2023? It's just before you answer, you're in a very fortunate position because you, having been one of our early guests, you were on this episode last year and gave your update. So what's it for this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's quite a personal thing. It was back in September. It was my brother's 40th birthday, and that's the brother that owns Herbivorous in Manchester, and they've also got a place in York, and they've got a restaurant in Withington as well. His 40th birthday, and they had a place at Hatch, which is like a box park on Oxford Road, but that was taken over by a bigger box park type company, and they were given like notice, which was pretty harsh, but it like coincided with his birthday. So he thought, I'll have birthday celebrations on my last day at Hatch, like invite some family and friends around, and we'll go to a bar there and I'll get some food and stuff. So I went up there, and we're upstairs in this kind of craft beer place that was opposite his unit. And he basically got his staff to just bring out like everything on the menu, like literally, you know, everything on the menu twice.
Oh.
It was covered in like this street food, and I'd only tried it once. And it was just absolutely ridiculous. Like they do these buffalo wings with like, I don't know what sort of sauce it is, garlic sauce or something. Like ribs made out of corn, but with like some spicy sauce. Philly cheesesteak fries with like a cheese sauce and like seitan on the top. Oh, it was just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So, yeah, that just makes me drool every time I think of it. So yeah. that was my vegan highlight this year.
I remember seeing the Instagram post. I remember them seeing that they'd been shut, well, not shut down, but Hatch had closed down.
Yeah.
And I remember that post where they brought the food out. They took pictures of it, but that one, I was like, yeah, I wish I was there. It looked amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So they moved to a pub just down the road. So it's a music venue. I forget the name of it, but they're moving out of there as well now. But they they've got a place in Piccadilly Gardens, I think.
All right.
And a place in York as well. So, yeah, they're still going from strength to strength.
Good. That's very good. And what a memory as well to have of all that food. Even just you talking about it made me drool sitting here. So it's
I'll just have my dinner. I could eat again.
I felt like Gordon Ramsay when he's like helped someone sort their restaurant out, and then he gets them to cook everything on the menu, and they go down the table eating it.
Fantastic. I love the sound of that. That's brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Greg, for coming on to share that with us. That's really brilliant. We'll share the link to your website in the show notes so people can access it from directly from their podcast platform of choice.
Excellent.
Awesome.
We'll
look very very closely at the progress that you make with Assisi Style and what products you come out with. I remember you asking me for advice about women's handbags, which I'm in no position to give.
This is new territory for me. I've got to
I'll
do some good research. It's a minefield.
Yeah. Your wife might start asking why you're buying so many women's handbags, but hopefully you'll be able to explain it away.
Yeah.
But yeah. Surely it doesn't matter what it looks like. They buy loads of bags anyway.
Yeah, well,
what a sweeping statement, Wes. Good grief. You've alienated 58% of our listeners. Good grief.
Yeah, dangerous territory here. But one thing I can say about bags is that I didn't realize there were so many types.
Like, isn't it insane?
There's just a different type of bag for every occasion. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that is a big market, but a lot of decisions are going to have to be made, aren't they? Aren't they?
Yeah, by people, experts in the field, i.e. not me. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's great. Thanks for joining us, Greg. I really appreciate that. Really appreciate you giving up your time to come and speak to us. And
nice,
have a very merry festive period.
Thanks.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Greg.
Yeah, all the best.
Well, thanks to Greg for joining us. And check out the show notes for a link to SCC Style. That's fantastic. Didn't know he was going to give us a discount.
No, that's a first.
That is right, a first. There. A perk for How I Vegan podcast listeners.
There's nothing better than a hunk of prime Labrador steak, wonderfully marbled. And that is almost entirely dependent on how it's produced. Elwood's Organic Dog Meat has complete control of this entire journey. So I'm here at Elwood's Farm to find out a little more about it.
Welcome to Elwood Farms.
Thank you very much, Elwood.
I hear you do a bit of barbecuing.
I do, a little bit of barbecuing every now and then, yes.
From a chef's point of view, consistency is key for everything.
It doesn't matter if it's a Rottweiler ribeye, a Pyrenees mince, or a lab sirloin.
You can always tell when the dog comes from a place where it was well reared. And every step has to be right, doesn't it? Oh, you should see these guys. So, from an Elwood's point of view, there's complete traceability.
Absolutely. Unrivaled traceability, so it's fine.
Every single piece of dog meat?
Yeah, from pup to farmer's market.
Everything the dog's been fed?
Everything about it.
For each dog?
Yeah. Only Marks and Spencer's and Whole Foods do this.
Where else can people order from?
From elwooddogmeat.com. That's ELWOOD. Dogmeat.com.
For top quality meat from dogs for people. Meat that's local, sustainable, and humanely harvested. There's only Elwood's Organic Dog Meat.
They seem pretty friendly, don't they? They're more responsive to me than my kids, to be honest.
Obviously, we've heard from a lot of our guests about their vegan highlights of 2023. But Wes, what are your vegan highlights of 2023?
So you're asking me first, are you? Thanks for that.
While you're thinking, I'm going to tell you one of mine.
Go on then.
And it came after we interviewed J.H. Burnett, which was episode 44, if anyone wants to go back to that. And whenever we post an episode or start streaming an episode, we always sort of tag the people in it who are mentioned. Because, you know, sometimes listeners might hear about a product or something that they think, oh, I want to know more about that. And so if we've got the Instagram tag in our post, then that makes it easy to go and find. So in this episode, JH was talking about his vegan inspiration, and he mentioned the pop star and podcast host Moby. And so I tagged Moby in our Instagram post, and within a couple of hours, Moby liked an Instagram post of ours. And I took a screenshot of it to save it for posterity, sent it to Wes, and your reaction was two words?
Fuck off.
Yeah.
I mean, in all fairness, we could argue that it's probably a team of people and not him individually, but it might have been him individually. You could also argue that He probably hasn't even listened to it. I'm sure he has. In fact, I'm almost guaranteed he has.
He's our biggest fan.
He steals our questions and everything.
Oh, God. It was absolutely mind-blowing because, you know, you get likes on Instagram and stuff like that, and sometimes it's quite random. Sometimes it's some of our awesome super fans. Hello, Dave in Cardiff. Hello, Martin. And other times you get something like that and you're like, what? Actual Moby. And I know that's incredibly selfish as a vegan highlight of the year, but it's about our vegan podcast. And, you know, we don't make any money off it. So to get Moby aware of it, that's a massive highlight for me.
Yeah. Moby's eyes, if it was him, have looked over our podcast.
It was him. I can feel it in my bones. He's sitting there looking at his phone. And he was scrolling through and he saw our post and he was like, yes!
I love them. I love them too. They're amazing.
And do you know what? I don't think JH's episode has come out yet with Moby.
No, it hasn't. But it hasn't. I've been up to date.
And talking of podcasts, I'm just going to give a quick shout out to Felonious Pod, which came out, which in our previous episode, we spoke to Nazia and she is the co-host of Felonious, and their first episode came out this week and I listened to it and it's excellent.
Oh.
So highly recommended. Check it out if you like true crime. So that's me waffled on for ages. Wes, go on. What have you got?
I'm not going to waffle on for ages. However, my first vegan highlight is to do with the podcast, and it was having the vegan queens on.
Yes. Oh,
that was probably the most laughs I've had all year. It was just so much fun from the outset, before we started recording and after we finished recording. It was just such a laugh. And it was good. And we were saying afterwards, weren't we, it would just be nice to just go for a brew.
Imagine going and sitting in a pub for an evening with them two. Good grief.
Yeah.
It would blow your mind.
It would be a
The Vegan Queens, I think Gem and I mentioned it at the start of the episode. One of their highlights was a trip to the barn in Willy. And I will echo that. It was absolutely phenomenal. Highly recommended. And I can't wait to go back there for some more. Fantastic. So if you're anywhere in the Midlands, go and check it out.
Yeah. And I think my second one would be, it's sort of on a more personal level, but I think it was episode 2 or 3, my lad was on, Josh. Yep.
4.
And episode 4. I wouldn't know because I don't listen to him. But he has recently, somehow or other, has found his green fingers, and he is so, so excited, more excited than anybody could ever imagine a 16-year-old boy getting, or sorry, he's 15-year-old boy getting 15. Growing plants. He's already got some. He's got some garlic in, because apparently he planted that now. And he can't wait to get the garden sorted to start growing more vegetables for next year. And
watch
this space. His goal is that next Christmas we will have a fully homegrown Christmas dinner.
That's his goal. What?
So
holy moly!
If he manages that, and I'm here, we're here next year. That'll be a feat in itself. That we're still going next year.
Yeah.
But if we get here next year and we're talking about this and we are planning a fully homegrown Christmas dinner, it will be amazing.
Yes.
It will be amazing.
What an achievement. That will be incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Apart from nuts, apparently nuts are quite difficult to grow in this country, so we can't really do a nut roast.
But, no, fair enough. You don't have to buy that one. But if that's all you're buying...
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Amazing. Okay.
Yeah, that's quite cool.
Yeah, tremendous.
Hey guys, Tim from VLabel here. I think one of the biggest success stories this year would be the price parity that Lidl has incorporated in their stores in Germany. And actually several other big retailers have followed suit as a result. This means that vegan products will now have the same price as their meat versions. So a vegan burger would cost just as much as a meat burger, and vegan sausages would have about the same price as meat sausages. So fingers crossed this will be adopted in other countries soon, but it's definitely a decent start. Happy holidays.
Hi, it's Sarah Cook from episode 42. My vegan highlight of the year was being absolutely enraptured by the Backyard Ultra Championships in October of this year, and just kept refreshing my Twitter feed to see how it was going and watching the number of runners that were still going just fall and fall and fall until there was a last man standing who had run for 4.5 days, a total of 450 miles. And of course, that person was Harvey Lewis, who is a vegan runner, and credits his plant-based diet to just being able to do something so absolutely incredible. So that was an absolute highlight for me.
Hi, it's Jess from episode 41. Our biggest vegan win of the year, we would say, is going on TV twice. So Sunday Brunch and Steph's Pat Lunch, both on Channel 4.
Hello, I'm Nazia, and my vegan highlights of the year, I've got a couple. The first one being my daughter turning one in the summer, and so far she's a very healthy vegan baby and she loves her food just as much as I do. And the second one being running a half marathon 10 months postpartum and being able to wear my vegan runner's vest to show everyone at the race that I have no issues at all with protein deficiency.
Hi, my name is Stephen Marcus Relliford from episode 35, and my vegan highlight of 2023, well, there's two. I think couple of different performances that I've had. The main one that I got to open up for Tig Notaro for Comedy for the Animals, and it was just a beautiful theater, and I think it was over 100 and maybe close to 200 people there, and it was amazing. I got to do a lot of vegan material that I usually don't do. Some of the material I did for the first time, and it went over really well, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And I also got to judge a vegan hot dog contest. That was fun. I got to add a comedic twist and you know, some commentary on that. And then lastly, I just got through doing comedy at a vegan Thanksgiving. So that was great. I'm looking forward to being part of more vegan shows and podcasts and outreach and anyone who's looking to practice correctness. And then as just someone you know, off the stage, and what has veganism done for me? Actually, today is 136 days I've been on a juice feast, cleanse, virtually no solids. I've had like an avocado here and there, but virtually no solids. And I did that because I wanted to get closer to the spirit, you know. I wanted to listen more closely. I wanted to hear more clearly, and, you know, to be on this path that I'm on and make sure I'm just doing what's needed to be done. And part of that is seeing how strong you are without the things you think you need. So veganism definitely propelled me to buckle down on my health and take challenges within myself for cleansing and detoxing, and that's been amazing. That's been great. I wouldn't change that for the world. So I'm looking forward to going into the new year, as I've been already on a health kick. I don't need the end of the year to get me into gear. I've already been doing it the last 136 days, so I plan on continuing those habits and that momentum. And I just want to thank you guys, appreciate it, for giving me the space to give a little end of the year plant-based update. Stephen Marcus Relaford, and I'm out.
Hi, it's Natalie and Charlotte from episode 27. Our vegan highlight of 2023 was definitely going to vegan camp out for the very first time.
We absolutely loved all of the food that we had there, seeing all of our friends, making new friends, seeing Matt and Wales, of course, at the Bicester Park Run with all of the vegan runners, one of the biggest meetups that the vegan runners have had. That was absolutely fantastic. All of the talks were so good. Yeah, it was definitely a highlight of the year.
Hi, I'm Laura from episode 34, and my vegan highlight of the year was the Vegan Society launching their Catering for Everyone campaign. It's really important to me that we get plant-based food on public sector menus, and so far their petition has got over 10,000 signatures, so I'm really, really, really excited about that.
Hi, it's Jake from episode 43. My vegan highlight of 2023 was helping my friend Mark, who suffers with Crohn's and colitis, turn him fully vegan, helping him with his nutrition, training, and giving him the best test results he's had in the last 12 years.
Hello, my friends from the How I Vegan podcast. This is J.H. Burnett from sunny South Africa, from veganismhaswon.com. Thank you again for having me on the show a couple of months ago. Sitting down with you guys for a lovely vegan chat was a blessing of a lifetime. And yeah, I wish you all the best for 2024 and a Merry Christmas. My vegan highlight of 2023 was without a doubt helping out at a local pound, especially with the marketing aspects of things and seeing countless of lives, precious lives, saved in the process. As I said, a Merry Christmas to you guys and a blessed 2024 to you and to your listeners. Bye-bye.
Hey there, Wes and Matt over at How I Vegan Podcast. It's Elle from Very Good, Very Nice here. Thank you so much for having me on the show earlier this year. It was an incredible thing to experience, and you are both such amazing people, and I'm so, so happy that your platform is becoming a success and that you're getting so many incredible guests on. It's truly, truly wonderful to see. So thank you so much for having me as a guest. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I certainly did. But in terms of my vegan highlights tend to be, so we have the incredible explosion of vegan food. I mean, we now have the truly, truly awful Dairyly vegan plant-based triangles, not Dairyly, sorry, the Laughing Cow triangles, which, oh god, they're absolutely awful, and I really hope that people don't waste their money buying that. But aside from that, we've got the extra mature vegan cheeses with Cathedral City, we've got cheese spreads that have exploded, we have the Julien Bruno cheeses, I think they're called, over at Ocado, Le Fromagerie. We have just had this huge explosion of this incredible amount of vegan food, and it has never been easier to be vegan. And it's quite funny I should say that, because I remember at the beginning of the year during my episode, I was saying that there was no excuse to not adapt to a vegan diet simply because the food was incredible. And now we're 11 months past that and food is even more incredible. So yeah, I would say the explosion of even more incredible vegan food has definitely been a highlight for me. And secondly, I wanted to celebrate two of my favorite people in the vegan community. So we have Dr. Alan Desmond, who is just absolutely incredible and was amazing at Vegan Camp Out. And it's so inspiring to see these doctors who are taking the medical studies, which show that a plant-based diet is not only impactful on somebody's health, but it's so, so necessary and beneficial that people look at a plant-based diet to fight things like really bad GI health, diabetes, cholesterol, high blood pressure, all those kind of things. Absolutely incredible work. And the other person is Lauren Davey, who is a heptathlete based over in Wales, who I would absolutely love to see come on How I Vegan podcast. And something tells me that she may actually be interested. but she is a heptathlete and she is also a junior doctor, and she is breaking barriers. She is doing incredible work within the vegan community and also in terms of medicine too. So Lauren Davey, Dr. Alan Desmond, both incredible people. And I think just to tie this off, my other highlight is definitely Vegan Camp Out. Incredible experience, and I'm so happy that I've officially joined the team. So next year you guys will see me. I will be at the event. I will be staff. I will be looking after our disabled guests and making sure that everyone is okay. As an ex-nurse and someone who is trained in neurodivergency and also someone who is trained in autism awareness and all those kind of things and invisible disabilities, and also being an ex-nurse, it's ideal for me to be in that position, making sure people are as healthy and as safe as they can be throughout the weekend. So that is definitely a highlight. And finally, I just want to say that this is definitely not a highlight, because it is truly, truly tragic. But Benjamin Zephaniah, one of the most incredible men that I have ever met in my entire life. And obviously we lost him this week, which was absolutely awful. But I remember meeting Professor Benjamin Zephaniah when he came to my high school. So as a 14-year-old from a predominantly white town, seeing this incredible black man coming into our school, it was not only a culture shock for us, but it was also eye-opening in terms of activism and the things that we were just completely blind to at that point. So my activism is definitely rooted in everything that Benjamin Zephaniah was talking about when he came to my school and he delivered those speeches. But I just want to finish this with something that I think is incredible, and it's one of Benjamin Zephaniah's quotes. It's one of Benjamin Zephaniah's favorite quotes, and he said this to me when I was 14 years old, and it's something that I believe is truly fitting for what has happened. So what he said was, "Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against that dying of the light." And I just thought that is so beautiful, especially as his legacy will continue forever. So my highlights, just to recap: Lauren Davey, Dr. Alan Desmond, Vegan Camp Out, and the explosion of vegan flavors that are out there now, the rise in all of these vegan companies, and finally, just another thank you to not only yourselves, Wes and Matt, but also to all the other incredible guests that you've had on the show. Especially Emily over at Plant Powered Mum, Martin's Vegan Beard, all of the other guests. I'm so sorry if I've forgotten the guests, but it's just been an incredible year and I'm so proud of you guys. So thank you so much for having me on. I've been Elle, very good, very nice, and hopefully we will hear some more from you guys next year. Thank you.
Before we wrap up, this is episode 49, which means we've done 24 episodes this year.
Wow.
Including this one. So really, I guess we've just got to say thanks so much to all our guests, because we've had a guest in every single one of those, at least one guest, sometimes more. So yeah, we've had some fantastic guests. We've had some famous people. We've had some normal people.
You moaned at me for saying they with bags. But we've had famous people, I mean, and we've had normal people.
You know, we've had Jordan from Vegan Camp Out. We've had Richard from School Night Vegan. We've had Jamie Logan on, who gate crashes catwalks and fashion shows and stuff. But we've also had
the Vegan Queens.
We've had the Vegan Queens. But we've also had people who just live a normal life as a vegan and get through it. And each and every one is so inspiring, and it's really fantastic that they come on and share their stories.
100%.
So very, very grateful for that. So, I guess thanks for listening. And
cheers, guys.
Yeah, here's to another 100 years.
Or 49 episodes.
Another 49 episodes, yeah. That's it. Let's stick to that first.
We'll stop at 98, just to be really annoying.
I imagine if we did that would be funny, wouldn't it? So anyway, if you've heard any of our previous episodes and you've either you're a famous person or you're a normal person, or you've heard any of our previous guests on this episode and you think, oh, I'd like to check out their full episode, then it'll all be detailed in the show notes. But you can also get in touch with us through all the usual social media channels. And Wes, do the honours with the email address.
If you do want to get in touch, if you want to come on or you want to send us any lovely messages, you can email us on howbyveganpodcast@gmail.com.
Magic. And just before we go, have you had any casting calls or any inquiries from agents, Wes, since your Sofology advert came out there?
Is the advert out? I hope not.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not out yet. I hope they accidentally forget. I mean, it's a week before Christmas. That's not the greatest advertisement, but you know, I hope they forget. That would be quite handy, really, because nobody wants. That's what we said earlier. We've got faces for podcasts, so nobody wants to see my ugly mug on the telly. Jesus.
Oh.
Well, there we go.
Okay. Well, I beg to differ. But anyway, okay. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry festive period.
Happy Yule. All those other good things. Have a good one. See you in the new year. Have a good one, folks. Bye.